The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and then hides again. And out of joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets, and what is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous, and will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you understood all this? Puny answer. It's a good question. If this gospel is the living word God has speaks in every age, it's being addressed to us today. And so Jesus says, "Have you understood all this?" Now Matthew says that the apostles said, "Yes." I don't believe them. I can remember my father standing over me the first time I drove off in his car. There'd been some serious instructions, warnings, and even some disguised threats. At the end of which he said, "Do you understand this?" Yeah, I wouldn't be standing here today if I hadn't said yes. In all honesty, when it comes to that example, I'll never really understand, because the truth is I've never had a 16-year-old son to drive off in my car. But I'm beginning to understand a few things about the kingdom of heaven, and with that understanding, there come some changes in one's life. Do you understand this? In the parable about the field and the pearl, these two people find something that is already there right in front of them, but hidden. They find it because they're looking. Imagine how many others may have walked by and never noticed, or may have walked by and picked up that pearl, looking it over and deciding it was just a rock and tossed it aside. I mean, this was a merchant who knew about these things, so he knew what he saw. It seems to me that these two finders are pretty much like the inhabitants of this world today. There are some who are just living day by day as if this is all there is, not particularly looking for anything else. And then there are those who are searching all the time, hoping that there is more to this life than work and sleep in order to get up and work again. Every one of us in here falls into one of these two categories. The gospel insists that the kingdom of heaven is right here in front of us. It's not something that we have to earn or work for. And in spite of a popular hymn that insists that we are building the kingdom of God, maybe you sing that here, I think it's a preposterous proposal. We don't build the kingdom of God, it's already here. Jesus came to lead us into that kingdom, to teach us how to recognize and then live in that kingdom. And he shapes the behavior of those who discover it, who discover this gift, the gift of God's presence, which is right here in front of us. The parable proposes that those who are looking will find it. And it describes their response to the discovery of this gracious gift. Those whose eyes have been opened to see what God's doing in Jesus commit themselves wholeheartedly in faith and in obedience. They're going to be people of joy. Anything that gets in the way or keeps them from a life of service and joy and peace that marks this kingdom, it has to go. It has to be sold or sacrificed. There is no substitute for what is found in the kingdom of God. It is a discovery of what we're made for, what we live for, and who we are as God's chosen ones, made for all creation, and to whom all creation has been entrusted, so that God's beauty, God's peace, and God's love can be known and be shared by all. My friends, we have come here seeking the pearl of great price, and we find it on this altar. But not just in bread and wine, but in the communion of the forgiven that this sacrament establishes among us. Our joyful and our hope-filled and blessed unity here is a sign of the kingdom of heaven. And what we do and what we say when we leave here, renewed and strengthened by another taste of the kingdom, can strengthen all others who are seeking and looking for what we have found. Wisdom, says Pope Francis, is the grace of being able to see everything with the eyes of God. It is the curious look of a man in a field, or a look of a man, a merchant, who finds a pearl and knows one when he sees it. It's also the look of a volunteer who sees a brother in a homeless man. And it is the child who embraces with excitement the grandparent who has become, to the rest of the family, a burden. Jesus asks us one more time today, have you understood all this?